Psalm 119. This is the longest psalm, and in every verse it talks about the word of God. But I think it was written by David when he was on the run from Saul, or at least a lot of it was, because he talks about himself as a young man being persecuted, and yet how he believes in God's word. Now, I think the word that he has in view is the word of prophecy that Samuel had given him, that one day, David, you will become king. So when he keeps on and on about, oh, I keep thinking about God's word, I think he means I keep on thinking about that promise that I will become king. And this is like us, we have to think about God's word of promise that I will be in God's kingdom, even when it seems absolutely impossible. And of course, there were times when David lost his faith that he has in this psalm. For example, when he says, I'm sure that I will now perish one day by the hand of Saul, and he runs away to the Philistines. But he also talks about his love of God's word, or the Torah, that's the Hebrew word for the law of Moses. So in David's time, all he had of God's written word would have been Genesis to Deuteronomy and some of the historical books and probably the book of Job. That's all he had to go on, and so he was very keen as a young man to try to obey it. So he says, blessed are those who walk in the law of the Lord, that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your laws, then would I not be ashamed. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your laws, O Lord, don't forsake me. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to your word. So these are very much the words and attitudes of a godly young person. He says, your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. You think of how Jesus, when he was in the wilderness and he was tempted to sin, he replied to the temptation by keeping on quoting from the Bible. And that's an example of what we have here, hiding God's word in your heart so that we might not sin against God. So it depends on what you think about. If our minds are full of pop music or silly lyrics or silly ideas, vain, empty-headed entertainment, etc., then we won't have God's word in our heart. That's why we've got to read God's word every day and have it in our hearts. I've rejoiced in the way of your laws as much as in all riches. So for him, the riches that he wanted were the riches of going God's way. And when you're young, you think about getting riches because you start off with nothing, just living with your mum and dad, and then you start to think, well, I've got to grow up and how am I going to make out in life? And yet, he as a young person was thinking all the time about the true riches as being those of God's law. Make me to understand the way of your commandments. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying and give me your law generously. So he's clearly understanding that God is going to help him to understand his word, and God is going to put his word into his heart. He realizes there's something else that's required more than his own sort of steel-willed obedience. I will run the way of your commandments when you shall enlarge my heart. So he's asking God to do something to his mind so that he will want to go God's way. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your commands, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law. Yes, I will observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of your commandments. Incline my heart to your testimonies. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity. That's very true for those who live with lots of screens in their lives. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken me. Give me energy in your way. So all the time he's saying, give me understanding, teach me, make me to go in your way, incline my heart. He's making it clear that he wants God to come and work directly on his heart, on his mind, and that is how we should be. Remember the word unto your servant, upon which you've caused me to hope. Well, as I said at the beginning, that word that he was hoping for all the time is clearly the word of promise that he was going to be king. And he's hoping and hoping that this will come true. And of course it did in the end. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. So then, although he's being afflicted by Saul and other people, he is sure that God's word of promise, the word of the kingdom, that he will be the king of God's kingdom, is going to come true. And so it is for us. God has promised that we will be in his kingdom, and through all our affliction and suffering, as young people, as old people, middle-aged people, this is the hope that we've got to keep clinging on to, that God has spoken that we will be saved, and we will be. You are my inheritance, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I thought on my ways and turned my feet to your laws. So although he does ask God to come into his heart and move him to obedience, he also realizes that he has to make a conscious choice to think about his own ways, to examine himself, and to turn the path of his life towards God. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto you because of your righteous judgments. I'm a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your law. So that's so important, to choose your friends wisely, to be friends with those who fear God and who want to go God's way, not those who want to go otherwise. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed your commandments. So you sort of go up an upward spiral. If you believe in God's word and try to follow it, he will teach you even more. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I've kept your word. So it is through hard experience that we are helped, actually, to realize the way we must go in obeying God's word. Your hands have made me and fashioned me, so give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. So we're made in the image of God, and we naturally then have a desire to find our Heavenly Father and to go his way. If you accept creation, that we're not here by chance, that, as it says here, God's hands made me and fashioned me, then you want, naturally, to go the way of this great Creator. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt badly with me without a reason, but I will meditate in your laws.
Jesus is like an artist. I mean God.
Yeah, God is like an artist. That's a good way to put it. And we are the picture that he's drawing. And because of that, we want to go his way. We want to be like clay that is soft in his hand. My eyes long for your word. I say, when will you comfort me? And I think what he means is the fulfillment of God's word of promise that he was going to be the king. The proud have digged pits for me, which are not according to your law. When you think of Saul and his men persecuting David. I will never forget your ways, for with your commandments you've quickened me. I am yours, save me, because I've sought for your laws. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, for your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies. You think about Saul and Saul's men. They are ever with me, but I have all more understanding than them, because your testimonies are my meditation. You see, he keeps on about meditating, and this is, as I say, what spiritual life is all about, to meditate upon God's ways. That's what's more important than anything, to have a spiritual mind, to have the scriptures and Bible stories going round in our heads and the teaching of Jesus. And not just thinking, oh, wonder what that means, wonder what that verse means, but to, as he says, to delight, to love God's words. You see, how sweet are your words to my taste? They're sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, and therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have promised, and I will perform it, that I will keep your judgments. So when you have decisions in life, all the principles that you've learned in God's word become a light to your feet and to your path. You know the steps you should choose, the path you should take, because you've got God's word in your heart. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. So much of people's lives is taken up with thinking of vain things. But if you've got God's law in your heart, then that's going to displace all those empty, foolish thoughts. That's why it's important to read the Bible regularly. I really suggest it's a good idea to read in the morning, middle of the day, and the evening, so that we've got God's word continually before us, and to pay attention carefully and sensitively to what God has to say to us. Hold me up, and I will be safe, and I will respect your statutes continually. My flesh trembles for fear of you. In other words, he so respects God's law. He really wants to do what God wants. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you, O Lord, to work, for they have made your law powerless. Yea, I love your commandments more than fine gold. I consider all your commandments about all things to be right, and I hate every false way. So if you really love God's way, you won't want to go the way of the world. You will just say, no, I don't want to go that way. That's not my way. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, I keep them with all my soul. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So this is the only light in the darkness. It's as if we're living in a world that is in darkness, that has got no light, as if you imagine there's been a power cut and there's no lights in any homes and everything is black and dark. But God's word is a light to our hearts. Your testimonies that you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. This is the ultimate truth. This is the ultimate purity. I cried with my whole heart to you, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your laws. I cry to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. You are near, O Lord. All your commandments are truth. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I don't forget your law. Plead my cause and deliver me. It really sounds like this is the young man David being unfairly persecuted by Saul. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, but I do not decline from your testimonies. So there's no reason to give up believing in God because life's getting tough, because you've got enemies. In fact, in David's case, it made him want to love God's law more. Your word is true from the beginning, right from Genesis. God's word is true. And therefore, he says, every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. So I think according to our attitude to God's word will be our obedience to it. If you don't know whether the Bible is the word of God or you don't trust it, well, I suppose you won't be much inclined to be obedient to what God asks you to do. But if you accept that God's word, as he says, is true from the beginning, well, sure, this is the truth. This is God's revelation to man. And therefore, we want to obey it. I hate lying, but your law I love. 7 times a day do I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love your law, and nothing shall make them stumble. It's a wonderful promise. If we love God's ways and his word, we will not stumble. And we will praise God regularly. This is all part and parcel of the spirit of spiritual life, that you're praying to God regularly, you're reading regularly, you're meditating regularly. This is the the key to success in spiritual life is habit, regular habit every day. My tongue will speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it will praise you. Let your judgments help me. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.